From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. On July 29th, Representative Antonio Delgado announced that the Columbia County Airport in Ghent is getting $71,283 through the CARES Act, a COVID-19 relief bill. The Albert S. Nader Regional Airport in Aniana and the Sullivan County International Airport in Monticello are also getting money in federal funding through the Department of Transportation and Federal Aviation Administration from the CARES Act. Matt Murrell, chair of the Columbia County Board of Supervisors, said, and I quote, "Columbia County and its county airport management staff are very much appreciative of the recently announced Federal CARES Act grant in the amount of $71,283, which will provide 100% of the funding for an airport pavement management program at the Columbia County Airport. This is most welcome federal funding, especially given the significant negative impact to Columbia County's financial situation that the COVID-19 pandemic has caused this year," end quote. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The attorney representing former Ulster County Public Defender Andrew Crossover says the county could have avoided a lawsuit if County Executive Pat Ryan had retracted his claims that Crossover mismanaged the public defender's office and cost the county millions of dollars in state funding. E. Stewart Jones, the Albany-based attorney representing Crossover, said he and his client gave Ryan the opportunity to correct the record, but the administration declined to issue a retraction. Stewart said Crossover had no alternative but to take legal action. The county was served with a notice of claim by the former public defender on May 12th. Ryan announced in a February press release that Crossover had resigned after it was discovered that the public defender's office had, and I quote, "repeatedly and inexplicably failed to submit routine and required paperwork to the State Office of Indigent Legal Services to receive funding," end quote. Failure to do so meant the county missed out on nearly $2.5 million in state aid, including $1.9 million that would have covered money spent by the county, according to Ryan. He called the inaction a, and I quote, "fundamental failure of leadership within the oversight of the public defender's office," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting that the Restoration Advisory Committee, formed following the discovery of PFAS in the city of Newburgh's drinking supply, met July 29th. The carcinogenic chemicals PFAS and PFOS were initially detected in Washington Lake 6 years ago. That led to the system being shut down 3 years ago, and the Stewart Airport Air National Guard base was identified as the source of the contamination. At the meeting Wednesday, committee members and the public were updated on the studies being conducted to remediate the problem that has now migrated to streams and tributaries of the Hudson River. Committee co-chairman Chuck Thomas is concerned about the spread. He told the committee via a Zoom session, and I quote, "We have effects on Browns Pond. We have effects on the Beaver Dam Lake tributaries. We have silver stream effects. We have wells in the town of New Windsor and the town of Newburgh that have been affected by PFOS, and I'm really torn with how we are going to move to a bigger picture when it has taken us basically 3 years now to assess that we have a problem with Wreck Pond," end quote. Newburgh City Council member Anthony Grice said the entire watershed must be protected. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media. A downstate man in his late 80s walked away without injury after the small plane he was piloting went down at the Columbia County Airport July 29th. According to Lieutenant Lewis Bray of the Columbia County Sheriff's Office, Fred D. Philippus, 87, of Dobbs Ferry, was able to exit the plane on his own, Bray said. He was examined at the scene by Greenport Rescue Squad. and refused medical treatment. DeFilippis was the pilot and only passenger in the 1978 Cessna 172N single-engine fixed-wing craft. He was attempting to take off from the airport at about 2 p.m., and as the plane began to climb, it veered to the left and crashed into a wooded area on the east side of the runway. Nolan Richards of Richmore Aviation said airport workers removed the plane from the wooded area and towed it back to the hangar. Bray said the Federal Aviation Administration in Albany was contacted and will investigate the crash. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.